I like being British. A lot of people don't know. In 2008, 427,000 people emigrated. They left the country for quality of life, going abroad, emigrated. And if there's one thing I can't stand, it's emigrants. Rats! Leaving a country, always the same places, isn't it? Former British colonies, New Zealand, Canada, Australia, United States of America. Rats, emigrants, emigrating, going over there. Having sex with their women. Taking their money and skills, emigrants. And they ring you up, don't they, the emigrants from their new home in New Vancouver, Zealand, Frisco. They go, we love it here, Stu, in the former British colony. Quality of life. The quality of life is super good. What do you mean? What quality of life is there? Emigrant, you must ask them, in your new former colonial home. Is there any good news coverage there in the printed word or on? So is there any news coverage that you can trust in any way? Is there any good news coverage? You go, no, there's nothing like that here, Stu. We don't know what's going on. Has there been a war? But the quality of life here, Stu, is superb. You can't put a price on it. What do you mean, emigrant? Former British colony, quality of life. Is there any cultural stimulation? Is there any kind of good documentaries or theatre or anything like that? No. There's nothing like that here, Stu. It's like having your brain cut out and flung into a swamp. But the quality of life here, Stu, is absolutely... You can't put a price on the quality. What do you mean, emigrant? Quality of life in your former colonial home? Is there any sort of intellectual or social pleasure for you there of any form? They go, no, there's nothing like that, Stu. It's like being dead. But the quality of life here, Stu, in the former British colony, it's fantastic. You can't put a price on it. What do you mean, emigrant? Nail them down. Quality of life. What do you mean by quality of life in your former colonial home? They go, I'll tell you what it means, Stu, by quality of life. I'll tell you what there is here in the former British colony. Quality of life. There's massive prawns, Stu. There's massive prawns here, Stu, in the former British colony. Massive prawns. Five times the size of your British prawns. Massive prawns, Stu. Dear mother, I am living in Oconto, in New Can Australia, a former British colony, where sadly all the indigenous people have been systematically exterminated, but their memory lives on in the names of sports cars, sandwiches and juice bars. I am happy here, mother. I am enjoying the quality of life here. I have prawns. On the beach, massive prawns. Prawns on Christmas Day. Prawns on New Year's Day. Prawns on Boxing Day. Prawns on Easter Sunday. Jesus Christ in reverse. Massive prawns, mother. On the beach in winter. That's right. I remain unduly delighted by the fact that being in the Southern Hemisphere has changed my position relative to the sun at specific times of the year. Prawns, prawns, prawns. Prawns on my birthday, mother. Massive prawns. Five times the size of your British prawns. Quality of life. Prawns. Massive prawns. Quality of life. Prawns, prawns, prawns. Five times the size of your British prawns. Quality of life. Prawns. So what I do is I stay here in England and I eat five prawns.
Forever.